Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, sliding into the happy hour. And look who slid in on Brady Street. It's my little buddy Dominic.
What's up, Crudy?
Hope you got something thick and liquidy in your coffee cup.
Well, probably it's not malt coffee. Shake. No. Hey, what's going on, Crudy, Fancy, Brian, Evan, our fair audience? Happy Friday. Happy hour, Crudy. I know I heard a little bit of you as I was getting ready to get on the air with you, talking about Wisconsin and the Wisconsin GOP. What? Going to the Supreme Court? To hell with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We're taking this all the way. I told you there should be an appeal.
You said Tony Evers should appeal.
I didn't say Tony Evers should appeal.
Yes, you did. You said
no. I said though. I said if there was Dems or if there were groups out there that they should appeal. Yes, and do that. And I would.
You
tell
didn't
you,
say
I said,
the legislative Republicans should appeal.
I didn't, and I did, and I said to you, Crudy, this is not a victory. We had a deep discussion about this yesterday. Then I got the emails and notifications from other Dem groups and progressive groups, and Tony Evers, I think, specifically said this is not a victory. So it's not a victory. But that
I
being
he called
aside,
it a small victory.
Yeah.
I have to check my email. I think Tony sent me a similar email. He might
that
have said victory in there
aside,
somewhere.
An appeal not that I would expect. I did buy it. Agree with you on this one, Crudy, that the Republicans would just accept this. But no, as I said, we should follow their example in constantly fighting everything, and that's why we should or somebody should appeal. And try to get better maps, get fair maps, because that's really ultimately what we're trying to do. The Republicans, well, they are so very concerned about what? Racial gerrymandering. Now,
to the benefit
of
black voters. I mean, they're against setting up a seventh legislative district
yes.
that might favor a majority minority,
well,
black.
You know.
Representative, because now there's only six. Why would we give the black people any more?
Well,
it's only been a decade of growth.
Perhaps, as a defense, they could just say, these aren't racially gerrymandered. These are politically gerrymandered. Because, that's totally okay.
That Robin Voss did give specific testimony at which he said, we did not consider race is a determinant factor in the Republican legislative maps. Didn't even consider the Voting Rights Act. And what they're challenging, the crux of their appeal, as I understand it, is they're challenging the fact that the Wisconsin Supreme Court adopted the arguments, basically, in that Evers' map created seven majority-minority districts and perhaps is more likely to honor the intent of the Voting Rights Act. And they said, you can't make us honor the Voting Rights Act.
And you can't claim it's the Voting Rights Act without, specifically articulating how and why and what. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. Let me read just a little bit here, Crudy, because there's more to this piece of work. Here's what the Republicans said.
This is their filing to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Correct. Any law that classifies citizens on the basis of race is constitutionally suspect. That is so even if the racial classification is benign or the purpose remedial. There is no redistricting exception to that constitutional principle. Racial gerrymandering, even for remedial purposes, may balkanize us into competing racial factions. It threatens to carry us further from the goal of a political system in which race no longer matters. The goal of the 14th and 15th Amendments embody, and to which the nation continues to aspire. They're supporting the Constitution. This is about bringing people together by keeping them apart.
Dominic, do you remember the original Constitution contained the original racial gerrymander? 3/5 I bet you 3/5 of Republicans might even remember this, Dom. In the original Constitution, they assigned value of 3/5 of slaves, right?
Yes.
Why did they do that? Towards the apportionment of representation in the Congress, right? It was the original racial gerrymander. So don't say it's never been an issue before. That's all I'm saying. It's the original sin.
What do the originalists have to say about that? Continuing from their filing, Crudy, in Wisconsin, just as everywhere, racially gerrymandered districts in the name of the Voting Rights Act perpetuates the very harm that the Voting Rights Act was enacted to eliminate. Pressing ahead with racially gerrymandered districts creates irreparable harm. On the other side of the ledger, there can be no argument that irreparable harm will result if the court stays the injunction while the Supreme Court considers the legislators' petition, et cetera, elections based on likely unlawful court orders, quote, seriously and irreparably harm those forced to abide by them, as well as the public to justify equitable relief.
So I would like to simplify this pleading for them. This is effectively the pleading before the U.S. Supreme Court of reverse racism. Reverse racism. That is the claim being made by Republicans. Tell me I'm wrong. Their claim is you can't put the blacks together in a district and give them more representation. To do so would be racist.
That'd be wrong. In quote, Crudy, in particular, the court's endorsement of districts motivated by racial quotas and maximization policies reinforces the perception that members of the same racial group, regardless of age, education, economic status, or the community in which they live, think alike, share the same political interest, and will prefer the same candidates at the polls. See, this is all for you and the Constitution. I'm Crudy, and are you with me here, Republicans? Say it with me. When are white people going to get a break?
You know, the original Constitution only offered representation to 3/5 of blacks. Now,
and
they're
white
offering,
male landowning taxpayers, right?
They're offering 6/7, man. Look at the improvement.
6/7. All right.
Look at the
That's
improvement
progress.
You've made here. And I'm not trying. I'm not trying to be racially insensitive here, but the literal pleading of the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin is reverse racism. How dare you adopt the map of the governor that might consider race because
we didn't.
Because as you said, Tom, when's a white guy going to catch a break? 844-977-2789. I see an old friend, a good one, Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, you're hitting the nail on the head there. I mean, the Republicans, it shouldn't be a little surprise that they're protesting these maps because they might be a little bit fairer than the crap that they produced. But I also saw today that Madison Cawthorn got a cut a break where the judge says, well, the 14th Amendment really doesn't apply. You know, they're all pre-pardoned back for the Amnesty Act of 1872. So, yes, he did engage in what it's telling me is, yes, Madison Cawthorn is admitting he engaged in rebellion against the Union, in insurrection, but we can't hold that against him because there was a pre-pardon out there with the, you know, the act of the Amnesty Act of 1872, which I think is complete baloney. And the other thing is, if they are going to have maps like this, they should attend to the Wisconsin Constitution, where it said these maps. It's supposed to be based on, you know, to summarize this. It's supposed to be based on communities, like for counties. You're not supposed to split counties up unless you have to. You're not supposed to split cities and townships and villages up unless you have to. And these districts are supposed to be compact. That means you're not supposed to be stringing out like a piece of spaghetti that's been tossed up against the wall, like the Republicans, or with isolated bits of splatter there, if you can draw that into the same district. So Republicans can pick houses out of off a street, say, well, these guys are going to vote Republicans. We want them in this district. I mean, that it is just, they should hang their head in shame, but they have no shame. I mean, that, you know, Gableman should have been run out of town on a rail, and that piece of moldering head cheese is, should lose his law license.
Mark, you win the prize for the most creative construction. I mean, you get all the 50-cent words, the 25-cent words. You put them all together. I can barely follow that. Have you ever watched the Colbert Show when he does the meanwhile and he and all his writers must get together all day and they throw together all these quick thoughts and you're like trying to follow it in real time and it's like, I can barely follow it. It's after 5 on a Friday and I'm just trying to have a cold one. And then all of a sudden, the Republicans drop an appeal.
Right.
No offense to you, Mark. You're just being too intelligent for my delicate sensibility.
It's Friday. Crudy's a little slow today. Thanks for the call, Mark. You can join us 844-967-2789. WISP Politics. They say, quote, the filing argues that the 7 districts, the maximum that could be drawn in the Milwaukee area, constitute a racial gerrymander, and the court's rationale that there are, quote, unquote, good reasons under the Voting Rights Act for that many black districts doesn't meet the standards set by the U.S. Supreme Court to justify such a move. So, yeah, I mean, you didn't just articulate it enough for us. You know, we gotta hold off on this because, you know, the Constitution and, you know, white people just have it too rough.
You know, our friends over at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin just sent me their weekly missive, and it's a little dated because of the breaking news, because of the appeal. They didn't really account for the appeal in their statement, but they did quote the famously mild-mannered Governor Evers in his reaction to the ruling yesterday, Dom, the ruling that I called a victory. You know what Ben Wickler and the Dems quote Tony Evers is saying? Hell what? Yes! I think he thought it was a victory, and that's probably the very reason Republican.
The quote is hell yes, or is that your interpretation,
no,
Michael?
No, the quote is hell yes. To quote the famously mild-mannered Governor Evers, hell yes, exclamation point. Yesterday's Supreme Court ruled 4-3 in favor of Governor Evers, Evers' final map proposal and against the proposal submitted by the GOP. Yes, these maps were constrained by the Supreme Court's prior decision, lease changes, ultra-gerrymandered 2010 maps. But within the harsh constraint, Governor Evers' maps represent a significant step forward in the fundamental right for representative democracy in the state of Wisconsin. And that is exactly why Republicans have appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. You predicted the Dems would do it. I said there was no good reason to appeal. And of course, they've laid it out legally for us. The really good reason. Well, of course, Dom. What was the reason? Oh, yeah, reverse racism. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
What is that smell?
That's the smell of desire, m'lady.
This is like a bowl of doggy do. Put a cherry on top and call it a chocolate sundae.
It's a bit nutty.